Kelvin McAvoy joins us, who's been very good to us through the journey on the Early Mail. For our dollar up punters out there, what would you do, Kelvin?
Yeah, no, I would back Silent Sorrento.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Silent Sorrento, perfectly positioned in running. Two out of two, and it's a cakewalk.
The Breakfast Club's got the Early Mail.
And we need JD Hayes to deliver for us because we are under extreme pressure here to find a winner for the Early Mail on the Breakfast Club. JD, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You've got a couple of chances in the third race at Ballarat. Alpine Ace is at $9.50, first up from a break in the exchange, having its second race start. But first up, this preparation is the 3.10 market leader. What can you tell us?
I'd have the exchange slightly ahead of the stablemate, but the stablemate does have an extra trial under his belt. The exchange is a horse that we think is going to end up running in town. But he's got the capacity to do a few things wrong. So on the synthetic track, hopefully he's able to do everything correct, put himself on pace, give a nice kick at the corner, and hopefully Blake McDougall's able to give him a hit in the left and a hit in the right, and he's able to quicken and win the race nicely.
Love it. So that's a good push for the exchange. What about Mount Buller? One of our loyal listeners, Lee, just pointed out as well that Mount Buller's on the English sales, and I think it's the one online. So you can actually try and purchase Mount Buller. Should we try and do that, JD?
Well, he's got the blinkers on first time. He's a horse that needs to improve, hence why he's on the online. Yeah. But his track work the other day in the blinkers was as good as he's ever gone. So depending on how much improvement he takes out of him, I think he's over the odds at $12, but I think it'd be remiss of me to tip him.
All right, are we having a bet today, JD?
Yeah, just have a small bet on the exchange.
So race three, number seven. What about for the rest of the week?
Looking forward to heading to Flemington. Yes. We're going to have a horse called Fear the X there, who's probably the best named horse in the stable, but he was beaten a short half head at Sandown last start.
I won't ask why.
Nice improvement.
I won't ask why. Hey, JD, are you playing for Euro? You played two matches, they tell me. John Douglas has just sent through this SMS. They're 4 points on top, I think, of the ladder. Will you qualify for the finals?
That John Douglas, he's good. He's everywhere, that bloke.
Yeah.
I think, look, I can smell a flag. They've won nine on the trot, so I might be the fresh horse on the scene. Yeah. I've started training, but I'm coming. I had a world record on the scales the other day, so I'm coming from a long way back.
Do they still pay you cash after the game, JD?
No, I play for the love of
it. Oh, okay. Half back, wing?
I don't think I'm worthy of a paycheck at the moment.
We'll see.
I'm just happy to warm the bench.
Well, I look forward to it. I might come and watch you play for Euro. So you'll have to play a few more games to qualify, I would imagine.
Yeah, I have to play six all up, and I've got two games, but only five quarters because I played against the Chuka, and then the next week I tried to back up, didn't back up well, and pinged a hammy in the first quarter. So,
water walker for you.
Yeah, look, I just might have to get Will to sub in for me, and I'll be remembered as a far better footballer than what I was.
Do the old twin trick. Good on you, JD. Good luck today, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.